Play it Sunday nights, 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights, 8 to 9, on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. We continue with our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Maryland puts it on Wisconsin here today, 27-10. Maryland didn't need to be great offensively at 326 yards. Love their quarterback, though. He's awfully good. Malik Washington, 18-34, with probably five or six drops in there. But the poise that they had advertised about him, that seemed to be very much in evidence. So, you know, we talk about what's wrong with Wisconsin, and it's a lengthy list. But you got to credit what's right with the Maryland Terrapins as Mike Locksley tries to turn around a one-win conference season last year, so they get a win in their conference opener with a lot of really good young talent.
Yeah, very impressed with, you mentioned it in the broadcast, the fact that he was so honest and transparent about what transpired last season and did something about it. And this team, there is no doubt, I don't know how they'll where they'll finish when it becomes Big Ten, but I know this, they have a Big Ten road win in a game that was of utmost importance for the Wisconsin Badgers, and they came in here and, as Luke just mentioned, just kind of dominating us in all the phases of football that you need to win.
Notre Dame and Purdue tied at 7 in the first quarter in South Bend. Nebraska was driving but just misfired on a field goal attempt there in the first quarter, about 5 minutes left, and it is Nebraska and Michigan, no score in Lincoln. That will do it for this portion of our broadcast. Our thanks, as always, to Patrick Kerr, Mike Heller, our pregame host, halftime host, statistician, and the postgame interview with Luke Fickell, Dave McCann doing as usual.
Dave's the man.
Still, he's the man.
He is the man.
25th year is the football engineer.
He's so. The GOAT. He was put through some adversity. Look at him.
He was.
Just crushed it.
He handles it. Always handles
like
it.
A jam.
Had some gremlins, and he just, you know, barreled right through it and kept us on the air when Tausch and I were ready to, you know, maybe go find a watery hole. So, and Aisha Jackson, of course, the best, working back at our Learfield Studios. As Wisconsin falls to Maryland this afternoon, the Terrapins 27, the Wisconsin Badgers 10. Speaking of hardworking guys, stay with us. More to come. Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen ready to step in as the local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
He's got the speed. He's got room. He's going to score.
No one gets you closer to the game than Sirius XM College Sports Radio.
For the win. Got it. Let's go!
Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go.
Deep to center field. Oh, it's gone!
Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/CollegeSportsRadio2025.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This Badger season is guaranteed to be jam-packed with big hits. The timely blitz and the tight window fits.
Touchdown!
So you need a pizza that'll be there for all the big moments. You need a Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub Pizzas are built to win and made with the hungry in mind. Produced right here in Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a taste of home and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. So sack one today from your local retailer and make game day memorable.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes. 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt, Lance Allen standing by from Camp Randall Stadium. Before we dig in, let's pause 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
27-10, the Maryland Terrapins get a big starting to the Big Ten season win on the road against the home team here at Barry Alvarez Field. And Lance, there's a lot of ways to start out. It's difficult when you start out as well as the Badgers did offensively. A big play to Tretch Kekahuna.
Yep.
Billy Edwards back on the field for the first time since the opener. And then it couldn't have gone worse for the next odd 57-plus minutes. And it ends, the good vibes do, with a blocked field goal. Much like a lot of things in the first half, the Badgers... We talked about it myself and Mike Heller at halftime. Some of it you have to give credit on the other side to Maryland identifying something they felt they could take advantage of in the Badgers special teams early and often. Maryland took advantage of a lot. That blocked field goal started down an avalanche of bad that happened to the home team here in that first half.
You can't have an explosive play, Billy, that play to Tretch Kekahuna 45 yards and then have the drive stall out and then not come up with any points and get the field goal blocked. And when was the last time in one quarter you saw two kicks blocked, a field goal and a punt? So special teams today not getting the job done at all. A lot of phases of the Badgers did not get the job done today. But we talked about it on the pregame, you know, with Reed and Nick. I just felt like to a large degree, this team needed to get off to a positive start because it's the – avalanche effect. It's literally like, oh, what's going to go wrong now? Oh, my word, we can't do that. Oh, your confidence is, and you could kind of feel it, Billy. You and I were sitting up in the press box, and it was like halfway through the first quarter, you're like, how are they going to weather this? And normally it's like, you got 3.5 quarters to go.
Yeah.
And how are they going to weather this storm? And they never did. It just seemed like, you know, after the pick and the touchdown and the punt blocked, it was like, okay, it was only 7-0 at that point, but it just didn't seem like there was any life to anything or any continuity to anything. And what we talked about it last week, no identity as far as what they're doing.
And the tough thing is, as you mentioned it, it felt like almost a boxer early in a round when you get hit in the
mouth. A little bit.
A little bit staggered of a start and never able to get their footing, especially offensively on the line of scrimmage. And starting three redshirt sophomores, you knew that was going to be a problem. You knew it was going to be a tall task. And I think those young men have played well at times, and I think that they've done their best. But, man, it was tough sledding on both sides of the line of scrimmage here today.
Yeah.
And last week we talked about recipes, and I think last week we talked so much about the opponent needing to be complicit for the home team and the Badgers to be victorious there. There was a recipe for Maryland, and some of it needed to be Wisconsin complicit. Badgers were overly complicit here today as they get taken down 27-10 at home against the Maryland Terrapins. Also hard to not give credit to what the Terrapins did on that side of the football. Malik Washington was as advertised, if
very
not
good.
More.
Yeah.
Patrick Herb gave some kind of harrowing numbers about the stats and the performances that true freshman quarterbacks had put up here, and Washington delivered one as well, if not just as good. maybe a little bit better, as he went 18 of 34 for 265 yep. and two touchdowns
yep.
and a that couple 99 of massive, yard drive, though, massive balls.
And that 62-yard, I mean, that was – if the knockout punch wasn't already applied, it was on that 62-yarder. Six plays, 99 yards. And you know what, Billy, I always say it, and I'll say it again. I don't know what the analytics say, but I would think they would back this up. Anytime a team has a 90-plus yard drive, that shows dominance to me. And I swear to you that anytime a team has a 90-plus yard drive, they win 97, 98% of the time. And so, yeah, it came late in the game, but that just, to me, shows dominance.
It was a knockout blow and a massive put-out punch, as I think Matt LePay identified it here, a 62-yard touchdown from Washington. And he had another huge pass in the beginning, at the end of the first half. Frankly, could have gotten a little bit more out of hand going into the halftime locker room. A lot of conversations to be had in that Badgers locker room. We're going to hear from inside that locker room. Mike Heller efforting some sideline reports. Heard him already with the head coach here on our post-game show. And a little bit more coming down from those conversations with Mike inside the locker room as we continue on. Badgers fall today 27-10 to start out Big Ten play. Fall to 2-2 overall in 2025. Bye weeks, they say, are never great to have too early, and then there's another side of that equation where it's never a bad time to have a bye. This might be the perfect time to have one, because there's a lot of soul-searching and a lot of self. You use the word identity, and identification of what this team can do well, needs to do well to win, and also who wants to be that identity, because there does become – this is the ultimate team game, Lance.
Yes.
But when you're talking about this level of competition, you do have to be selfish, and you have to be able to play your best ball to be able to take the greatest advantage of the opportunity in front. And there's a lot of opportunities in front of a lot of players right now in that locker
room. If you're a young player, you got to be looking at this. Not that you necessarily want to take someone's job, Billy, but you're right. There is opportunity here to be had, because I think they are going to use this bye week to look at, okay, we don't know how the rest of the season is going to go, but as of right now, it doesn't look great. Okay, let's just put that out there. There are opportunities here, Billy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're going to look at, you know, different players, different positions, different possibilities, so to speak. And the thing that I go back to is they wanted to be maybe a little more physical, less zone run blocking,
sure,
you know, whatever. 42 rushing attempts today. I know some of those are, you know, sacks and this and that, whatever, but 42 rushes, 61 yards, 1.5. That is not going to cut it. I know they've had some upheaval on the offensive line, like you hinted at, but they just haven't found their footing as far as the running game goes. And that takes a lot of pressure off the quarterbacks. And then the whole quarterback thing today, Billy Edwards trying to go, going out, Danny O'Neill.
Incredibly commendable
in.
Of him trying to do whatever he could for the boys.
Correct.
He was doing anything.
You can't fault him for that.
No.
But it does have a lot of, you know, uncertainty as to, you know, who's leading the charge, who's, you know, under center, the whole situation.
Made for a very difficult afternoon here in Madison, and albeit otherwise a pretty gorgeous afternoon here at Camp Randall Stadium. Everything but the contest on the field for Badgers fans. Over 68,000 paid to see it here today at Camp Randall Stadium. 27-10, the final. Maryland gets their first win over Wisconsin since joining the Big Ten. And Mike Loxley also gets his first victory as a head coach over the Wisconsin Badgers here today. Our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Today's game against Maryland marks the 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game for the University of Wisconsin and is sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're tailgating outside Camp Randall or cheering from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up
where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
The local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues here high above Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Hollywood Lance Allen. No glitz and glamour here today outside of Matt LePay.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of Hollywood, he's in right in the middle of the O in the end zone right now.
Goodness
gracious. Talking to Shea Williams. Getting his glamour shots going on right now.
The Hall of Famer walks out onto the field and the overcast skies
here in Madison
open up, wake up. Look
at him down there.
Looks phenomenal. And I don't know, there's a... Not as much. I don't know about that much.
No, he's brushing his hair.
Yeah, got to make sure it looks good. Not a whole lot looked great for the home team here today, 27-10, the final. You look at some of the performances here. You mentioned the ground game in our first segment, Lance, and I thought Mark alluded to it perfectly in their portion of the postgame show as well. When you look at Dylan Jones and Darion Dupree, Cade Iacomelli as well, coming out of Platteville and coming out of camp, man, you look at these backs and you felt like there was a legit true stable of running backs that was going to be able, you were going to have to find ways to get all three carries. And right now their season numbers are somewhat more reminiscent of what Badger football running backs were putting up in halves and in full games. And this isn't through four games. And today, obviously the rushing numbers are brutal in a game where you're playing from behind, but just unable to establish any form of physicality and identity there.
I agree. You know, Darion Dupree had the one explosive play, the 17-yarder.
Yeah.
14 carries, 52 yards, 3.7. But Dylan Jones, 6 for 20, 3.3, just couldn't get it going. Cade Iacomelli had a couple of carries. And I mentioned it, 1.5 total, because obviously you had fumbles and you had sacks and you had Danny O'Neill trying to, you know, do what he could to move the chains, but it just wasn't enough today, Billy. And they've got to establish something there because this Badger team needs to take heat off the quarterback. So I'm not going to make excuses for the quarterback play totally, but, you know, you can do a lot more when you do have a team that can actually run the ball and move the chains on occasion and, you know, have that physicality, so to speak.
One guy that's hoping to be able to boost that ground game and hopefully have better days than today, Darion Dupree. He joined Mike Heller earlier on here after the game.
Talking with Darion Dupree, these are tough moments. These are in life signature moments where you kind of see what you're made of, but that's a tough one to go through today, right?
Yeah, definitely is.
How do you respond? You get a bye week. Coach Fickell told me, and we talked about culture and team unity and bonding, this will challenge that.
I feel like coming in this new week, we just got to really just lock in, do what we've been doing, and just really focus on the things that we need to get better on. I really feel like we beat ourselves. I know we beat ourselves. We just need to do better.
What is you get a chance to look at film, you get a chance to pull back. Bye weeks are scheduled. You know when they're going to be, but maybe now that bye week can aid you a little bit to find what is next.
Oh yeah, for sure. This bye week should definitely help us out a lot. Just knowing us as a team and getting better and closer, so we can be that Wisconsin Badgers football team.
Darian, what was the sense in that locker room that you just walked out of? And obviously, everybody's hurting right now, but take us inside what you can.
When I first walked in, it was tough. A lot of players, it was just, they knew like what was wrong. They knew that like we could have did better. Like we just could have came out stronger.
And next? Yeah. I mean, that's the same question that we'll kind of repeat, but you got a lot of games left. So next is a big sample of opportunities.
No, yeah, for sure. That's definitely going to help us out for this bye week, just learning from this film and learning to see what we can do better moving on.
Darian, thank you. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Darian. That is a tough locker room to walk into, yeah. Tough questions to ask. There's not a whole lot to be said after a game like that. But when you do walk into that locker room, you have to try to check the pulse and figure out, Lance, it sounds so strange to say and kind of simple, but any bit of energy, positivity is going to be moot, right? There's not a reason to be excited or at all after something like that, but you do have to see who's going in there and about the right energy and about the right stuff. And you learn a lot about young men at this point in their lives, still very young men. I understand all that goes on in college sports and people want to make assumptions and statements. They're still 18 to 22, 24-year-old kids in there, and you're learning a lot about yourself, and there's a ton of life lessons being learned by this group here early in September before a remarkably tough stretch of games look ahead in October.
It was mentioned by, you know, Mark, obviously, during the broadcast that Ricardo Hallman, you know, had a rough day. You know, there was a couple of passes, obviously, that they picked on him a little bit, gave up a couple, you know, basically three big plays and then a touchdown, kind of picked on him a little bit. And yeah, you know, the special teams plays between, you know, taking points off the board with a blocked field goal and a blocked punt and just, you know, change of field position. You can't have that as well, especially for a team that's searching for anything to kind of get their footing and not have the field be flipped multiple times, yeah. Billy. And that's exactly what happened.
Hear from one of the other captains and leaders of the Badger football team, Joe Brunner, on the other side. We'll look for energizing performances. Joe's always an energizing cap.
Yeah.
You got a mullet like that, it's always going to be an
beautiful, energizing
time.
Beautiful.
And we got a chance to see it a couple of times because Joe got his helmet ripped off a couple of different times. Hear about that and a lot more from inside the locker room as our locker room reports continue with Mike Heller on the other side. Our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. Here from Camp Randall Stadium, Badgers fall 27-10 today. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line
the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback love for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue from Cam Brandl Stadium. It's time to select an energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. I would say Lance Allen as we try to look for it at the moment. You're always energizing. Whenever I see you in that beautiful orange, it's another energizing moment.
I wore the Carroll University polo just for Billy today.
Get an update on those Pioneers here coming up later on. But energizing, I do believe, was Billy Edwards Jr. doing everything he could to face his former team here today. Just you look at different times of a game and things happen throughout a season that can be tipping points. Man, I felt so bad for that young man when he threw the ball away. Seemed like he was the first time, as Luke Fickell talked about after the game, really pushing it, really going 100%, stressing it to a different level, realized that he didn't have the mobility to play, went and sat down on the bench, and it was a really demoralizing feeling for a young man that wanted to go against his former team. And you can tell this entire team looks at him for energy.
Really sucks the life out of the team, Billy. And, yeah, Danny O'Neill, made a few positive plays, but also you can't turn the ball over as well. And that happened today. Took a lot of sacks, under a lot of duress and pressure. There were just so many things that did not go their way and they didn't execute, quite frankly, that spelled doom today. So I can't deny it. I mean, there weren't a lot of silver linings in this one, but Billy Edwards, at least, trying to go for his team and trying to do what he could do, that would be the energizing play of the game.
Yeah, no Jake Renfro here today. He battled through a lot of injuries last week at Tuscaloosa to finish that game. Was just unable to get out there here today. Hopefully see him after the bye week, and hopefully all of these players can get healthy during the bye week, because there's a lot of reflection, a lot of learning that you can do in the classroom and on the practice field, but also some healing to be able to do in the training room. I'm always energized when we're watching and talking about offensive line play. Our energizing performance brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Joe Brunner's helmet getting knocked off brings some energy, because that flow is exciting. He was also ready to maybe apply a shamrock.
And he was ready to rumble, man.
Do a little bit of WrestlePalooza at midfield a couple of different times with some terrapin.
He didn't have his hair pinned up like you, Billy. He had the flow going.
Had it flowing. He's got a nice headband that he's rocking underneath underneath the helmet. Maybe that's a topic of conversation other than the 27-10 game that we watched right here on the field as well. Mike Heller is joined by Joe Brunner after the game inside the Badgers locker room.
So you're just talking about that not being fun. Give us a sense of what that locker room was like as you just walked out of it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's not never fun losing, right? It's part of the game, but it's never fun. I think
think the one thing that this team has to do is just stick together, right? I can't bury our heads in the dirt for this one. You know, we got a long season. So we got to stick together and push through this time, and we'll get better with time.
Yeah, that's part of the concept right now, right? I mean, you've got an eight-game season sitting in front of you. It's not one or two games. You've got a full sample set and a bye week to start, so there can be a reset button to hit, right?
Yeah, I think guys got to get healthy, right, in the bye week. I think that's first and foremost, but it's also just looking ourselves in the mirror and being honest, right? I think you talk about being up front, and I think guys like me and Mom will take ownership that it's unacceptable, right? It's not the standard of Wisconsin, and it's we got to look at ourselves on film, and we got to be brutally honest, and we need to get better.
Was there a lull when Billy left? I mean, I assume you guys thought Billy might be able to go all day. So was there a little bit of a change at that moment?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, we've been playing with Danny for the past 2 weeks, so I think just having him in there didn't change much. Obviously, you're excited to see Billy go back in there, but you never want to rush things when it comes to that. So if it was better for him to not play, that's okay, and we were ready to roll with Danny.
Let me finish with this. Coach has talked a lot about how much he likes your locker room culture. How difficult is that challenge right now to keep what we assume to be a good culture good?
It's hard, right? I mean, every single guy who comes to play college football is competitive enough to hate losing, right? It's the worst thing. So I think, you know, it comes down to the leadership and how you can just work at keeping guys together. And figuring it out through the hard times, because there's going to be ups and downs. But I think it starts with the leadership and just keeping guys together.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Joe Brunner. Very classy young man and incredible answers
really good
there.
Dude.
You hear, and Lance, I couldn't agree with his sentiment more of you don't get to this level without being hyper-competitive, and losing is always the worst outcome to somebody that gets to this level. You don't get here without a certain level of competitiveness, drive, and desire. And you got to call upon that in times where your character and the character of the football team is going to be questioned.
I'm not going to demean anyone who wears the Badgers uniform, but you know that it means a lot to the guys like Joe Brunner from Whitefish Bay, who grew up probably dreaming of this and seeing the Motion W helmet and seeing the red jerseys and seeing the sea of red here on a game day and wanting to play for your home state team. There are, even in this age of nil, Billy, there are some guys that are like that. Hunter Wohler was like that. There's a number of guys that it means something to them to have Wisconsin on the front, maybe as much or more so than your name on the back. So I feel for them to a degree, because they want success. They want to win, you know, games. We can't even talk about winning championships at this point because it's a far distance off, but just win games and just have your home state be proud of the product that's on the field. And today, unfortunately, they fall well short of that.
Yeah, I hear from a great young man and somebody that wanted, you mentioned, dreamed of being a part of the offensive line U, the O-line U. One of the guys the Badgers celebrated here today was one of the pillars of it, Dennis Lick. Badger offensive lineman from 72 to 75, two-time All-Big Ten performer, consensus first-team All-American, eighth overall pick in the NFL draft by the Bears.
Unfortunately for that team, south of the border.
Yeah,
but hey, we
will miss that part, but good all-rookie season as well, and a member of the UW Athletics Hall of Fame class of 2004. You always want to be able to put on a better performance up front and for the trenches for somebody that was a part of building the identity inside the trenches here at Wisconsin, being able to get anything going on the ground here today. One of the big reasons why the Badgers offense spiraled and sputtered into the second half and fell today 27-10 to the Maryland Terrapins. Back with more here from Camp Randall Stadium in a moment. More of our local Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame show continues coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head. But you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences, unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapid Support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapid Support at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
And action 27-10, the final from Camp Randall Stadium. A lot more conversation and your reaction after the game on our talk and text line. WIBA AM in Madison, 1310. 1310 WIBA in Madison, as well as 97.3 the game in Milwaukee. We will continue with more of our post-game coverage here from Camp Randall Stadium. Once again, Badgers fall today, 27-10, the final. More with Lance Allen, myself, and more inside that Badgers locker room here from Luke Fickell and you Badgers fans after today's game. Thanks again to our on-site producer, Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson in our Learfield studios as we conclude our coverage here from Camp Randall Stadium. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network, the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General Manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Bill Schmidt, hoping you'll join us 2 weeks from today. The Badgers go to the Big House, take on the Michigan Wolverines as Big Ten play will continue. This is Badgers Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
New University of Austin, the first new private school in Texas in 40 years. And Grace was impacted and lost her grandfather to cancer, and it became really deeply personal. And she started researching about cancer. And, you know, she was reading articles and things that she didn't truly understand. Again, at that time when she first started, she had just finished chemistry. She hadn't taken anatomy and physiology. She wasn't in, you know, biochemistry. And so she started reading these journal articles. And when she didn't understand something, she ran it through ChatGPT and had it distill it down for her. So there was one of those ways that it gave her the power to truly understand. And she kept building her expertise. And in our afternoons, we use the afternoons. The first concept is they need to be an expert. And in this age of AI, it can give you sort of the superpowers to whether it's distilling it down, the new deep research features, being able to do. Look, I went to college. We were on microfilm and microfiche, right? Now everything's at their fingertips right away. And she just started absorbing information. She started learning more. And what we found is really ambitious kids, when they reach out to successful adults, they will give their time to these teenagers. And so she reached out to some experts. One was Dr. Siefried, who's at Boston University, and she cold called him, and he said, you know what, I'm going to send you these three articles, give me a summary, and I'll see if I'll have a conversation with you. She did it. Her work gave her opinions. Within 5 minutes of emailing him, he called her back and said, how soon can you get to Boston? She then created a documentary called Cancer, a Foodborne Illness. It's now had over 5 million views on X. She has translated that into an internship with Callie Means, which got her to be a part of the Make America Healthy movement. And if you take politics aside, I'm not about politics, but I think we all can agree, if you go to Europe or even Fruit Loops in the United States is very different than in Europe. The ingredients is a mile long. Well, she got involved in that Make America Healthy movement. And as a college freshman, she testified in the U.S. Congress. She's then translated that into opportunities where she just recently was part of passing three big bills in Texas. SNAP reform, taking sugar out of it, removing additives in school cafeterias. These are things that across the board are really bipartisan. And that's the type of impact that she can make. She's been in Arizona testifying. She's part of the MAHA girls, which CNN did a piece on. And again, showed that this is not a right-left issue. This is an American issue that we need to help improve the quality of our lives, improve the chronic diseases and so forth. So, and again, it was made able, or excuse me, it was able to be done because of what AI was able to do for her and allow her to then build this network of people, build that expertise. And to me, that's a huge success story.
I would actually add more to that, Chris, and say, one, just AI, it was your ability to see AI as that means to help her get there, but then you as guides and being in that place. And Johnny talked about this too. So many times we got into teaching to be those people and spend so much time wanting to get there that when we get those moments, they're so rewarding and we want them so often that actually, yeah, the AI helped there, Chris, but I would say that Grace is as successful because of AI as much as she is about having an opportunity to have that tool, but then to have motivated people, teachers, guides, however you want to frame them, who could be there for her, as Johnny said, get her to the next level, get her to the next level. Because, man, I know teachers out there are going, that's what I want to do. That's
exactly
what I want to do. You know, and just thinking about this, and Johnny, it's making me go back to, you know, my last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, Chris, I have spent a long time really pointing out that we don't have a teacher shortage in America. We have a teacher exodus in America. And largely that is that teachers are leaving the profession. Lots of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons, and I you know, I surveyed over 400 teachers across the country in like 2018, the number one reason, they just want to teach. And what that means, we've translated that. They want to be a guide. They want to be in a relationship. They want to help a child understand that they are valued and loved. All of those things that at the core of why they wanted to become a teacher, why they're leaving, because they can't do that. And I, you know, I got to admit that for me, that's where I got kind of drawn to what's happening with what you guys are going with Alpha School. I know we wanted to talk too, though, about the public-private thing as we're coming up. As Johnny said, Chris, definitely want to have you back.
Great.
We're about ready to let you go. Where should people go to find more? Give us every promo you got.
Yeah, I think you can follow our co-founder, Mackenzie Price, on Instagram, any of her socials, Future of Education. Really, really powerful educational leader. There's a lot of information about our program, our data results. We believe in being fully transparent. So whether that's tourlearning.com or Alpha School, you know, alpha.school is our website. But we're getting a lot of publicity. You know, the Secretary of Education was visiting last week. And so it's starting to get polarized. But at the end of the day, we care about kids. And that's the most important thing. We want to, and our principal, our leader, wants to transform education and bring it to the masses. And we just want to be one method of doing that.
Man, it's like he knew we were down. Chris Locke, hey, here's what we say though. Thanks for busting pencils. When we get back to Johnny, we're going to break it down. Right back.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences, unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
There it is. It's busted. Pencils. It's fully leaded, and it's education talk. Educated educators talking education. Wow. Great stuff here. Man, Chris Locke, Alpha School, head of schools, the high school, two-hour learning. Yeah, that place, Mackenzie Price, that's who we're talking about. Yes, she's the founder. We've got some, you know, we're going to have some more of them come back on. But Johnny, you know, we said, you know, hey, Tim and Johnny, what do you do? You guys are public school people. What are you doing with the private school? And actually, though, actually, we've actually had on some pretty darn good Wisconsin public school people. Mike Bigley, Brittany Walls from CESA 4, and they're involved with a program, Liftoffs. We've highlighted it. They're doing this kind of the same stuff.
Well, Tim, too, I got to just throw a plug out there. Remember, only a Sith speaks in thinks in absolutes or speaks in absolutes. I butchered that quote, but it's not public or private in the context that we've always kind of been polarized in. We're in a particular moment. I'm going to throw a shout out to Jonathan Gerico, you know, kind of regular guest out there and great education scholar and teacher educator himself. But Jonathan Gerico in his book, Publicization, right? Really, you know, nudges us to think differently about what it means to be a public school. And that's not a plug for private schools. He's saying, like, you know, in a democracy, we should move towards publicization, really transparency, accountability, access, equity, all these kinds of things that we, like you said earlier in the show, Tim, if it's good for some children, why isn't it available for any child who it might be good for? Right. And this is what we're talking about in terms of that there are public charters and there are private charters, and that the voucher system kind of undermines the publicization of so much that's possible in education, i.e. when you kind of have a really good idea, like the Alpha School is putting to practice, or Liftoffs in Wisconsin, right? They're saying, hey, AI can be a powerful tool. Let's do the school day differently, and let's really get serious about engaged learning. And let's really get serious about liberating our teachers, you know, from the chains of traditional school day. School. And, you know, reading, math, you know, test, and really engaged in learning together. So love that stuff, because I just had to throw that out there. Like, we're not here at Busted Pencil slipping into the, well, that's public, well, that's private. It's like, well, let's dig in a little deeper. Let's get into the ideas and let's see how public education truly can be in an increasing privatized country that we're in, which is a big problem. We're in agreement here, as listeners probably are, like, hey, the privatization of learning writ large, huge problem. But this is one of those interesting opportunities, Tim, and you highlighted it. Alpha Schools, our guest Chris, you know, the whole idea that we can do more with a day than we've been doing, and we know too much about what works for different learners. And how to now help teachers do that work. And it's like exciting, man, because this is where, for me, rubber hits the road, if we want to use that metaphor, where we can do some of the things that, by golly, we've been talking about, reading about for years. And then we take a deep breath and we're like, how in the world can we do that in our schools? Well, change is not just on the horizon. It's here. I think, Tim, you were saying, The future is just an infinite successions of the present. He got all philosophical on the break with us, and I love it. But Tim, I think this is exciting. We're going to continue to have these conversations, and I love that you connect these dots to our great programs across the country, especially shout out to Liftoffs over in Jacob. What district is that again? I know you've got it on quick draw.
I do.
Is it Whitehall?
That sounds right. Yes.
Yes, yeah. It is.
You said big it. Dog Mike Bigley?
Yeah, Whitehall.
Yeah. Whitehall. Yeah. Yeah, love it. Pulling my memory, my Rolodex of past shows. So just big shout out, because that's similar to what, you know, Chris was sharing here today. And Tim, big props for you for pulling this together, because this is near and dear, you know, to your heart. And you've been really pioneering this as a not only parishioner, but now you said, you know, moving up into the clergy member of the Church of AI.
Well, you know, I don't know what kind of vows I'm going to have to take. You know, that could be the make or break there, because, well, you know.
Celibacy in the human world.
Oh, let's not go there. Yes. And again, yeah, what we're doing here is we're really, you say, Johnny, liberating teachers, educators, learners, because, man, the power of education in schools. Let's keep doing it. But now it's time for your moment of zen. I had always insisted that a good education was a synthesis of book learning and involvement in social action, and that each enrich the other.
Oh man, Pencil Busters, I want to thank you an extra big thanks for tuning into the broadcast today, or grabbing this podcast. If you want to grab more great podcasts chocked full with more fully leaded education talk, well, you just head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Or of course, you can always find us at Civic Media website or on our website, bustedpencils.com. And don't you dare be late for homeroom on Monday. And make sure to catch next week's class in session on Wednesday. And you can always find us on Fridays. Of course, just like today, you're going to catch Busted Pencils at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media networks every single Saturday across all those network stations for 1 hour of your favorite Blue Collar Scholars, Tim and Johnny, and Keep Busted Pencils.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. The battle over the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration is intensifying. California Governor Gavin Newsom just signed a law banning most law enforcement officers from wearing masks during operations. The law covers local, federal, and immigration agents. This over a series of immigration raids in L.A. where agents wore masks, sparking protests and prompting President Trump to send in federal troops. This as the government threatens so-called sanctuary states, including Illinois and California, with lawsuits and a loss of federal funding if they don't detain migrants for ICE. CBS's Michael Wallace.
CBS News has obtained letters from the Department of Homeland Security that warn New York, California, and Illinois their refusal to honor immigration detainers could trigger federal legal action. Those detainers are formal requests by ICE asking local jails and prisons to notify it before releasing migrants and to hold them briefly so federal agents